This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hey everybody, this is Jeff Rappaport reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2017. I'm here with Mark Lindsley from L3 Aviation Products, maker of the Lynx transponder. Mark tells me with software upgrades, the Lynx is becoming a lot more than a transponder. Mark, what's new this year?
Thanks, Jeff. We've got a lot of new software upgrades since last year, and we're really excited about the upgrade path available through the Lynx transponder. The first one we've offered is ATAS, and you don't hear ATAS very often because, well, we're the only ones doing it in the ADS-B market. It's the ADS-B traffic alerting system. With all the extra information that's been going on with ADS-B, what it allows us to do with these advanced algorithms is you get less nuisance alerting, and we can give traffic alerts right down to the ground. You could have two airplanes flying parallel, half a mile apart, and you're not going to be getting nuisance alerting, traffic, because they know they're not going to run into each other because ADS-B is sending the extra information, ground speed, turn rate, etc. We also added storm scope interface. We've made 60,000 storm scopes over the years, and the WX500 is interface to the Lynx. So now you have a live storm picture as well as ADS-B weather. So you get the full weather picture while you're flying en route somewhere. We added terrain. We were makers of Class B TAW. So now we added situational awareness terrain viz, which is the same protocol as Class B TAWs, but it allows the pilot to actually get a good view of terrain for Part 23 airplanes and rotorcraft. We also allowed for dual installations. And then the last software upgrade we had, we actually provided TCAS-1. We had a lot of customers with airplanes who required TCAS-1. I don't know how the engineers did it, but somehow inside that box included having a GPS, a UAT receiver, and a MODES extended squitter transponder, is TCAS-1 live traffic availability inside the box. So those are some of the software upgrades we've added since last year.
Mark, for existing Lynx customers, which of those software upgrades are available to add to boxes already installed?
That's the great part, Jeff. The hardware for every one of these boxes has remained the same. We've been planning this through our roadmap of upgrades from the very beginning. So there's no hard keys on a Lynx, so there's no difference from the guy who purchased the first Lynx to now. And through software, they can actually enable their box to do more and more as the years come along.
I know there's sort of a range of prices with options, but what is the base Lynx cost? What are give me a rough sense of some of the upgrade prices and whether you have any show specials you want to tell customers about.
We got an Oshkosh show special running right now for $5,670. So that's $5,670 for a base Lynx unit. Now, a base Lynx unit is going to be a MODES extended squitter transponder, a UAT receiver. It's going to have all the weather in capabilities. It has its own internal WASH GPS, and it also has a Wi-Fi adapter to broadcast this information to your iPad. You could use it on ForeFlight or Flight Plan Go as well.
Any other show specials we should know about?
Well, Jeff, we're also, since I spoke earlier about having the WX500 or our Storm Scope, we're also offering $500 off for Storm Scope purchases, especially since it'll interface directly with the Lynx transponder. So right now, if you purchase a Lynx and a Storm Scope together, you can get a total of $1,000 off for the entire system, which would give you a Storm Scope for $4,820.
And how much are you guys charging for the ATAS software upgrade?
ATAS is $667. We're offering certificates for anyone who attends our seminar during the week of Oshkosh for free ATAS. So if you're interested in getting free ATAS enablement, come by our booth and sit in on one of our L3 Lynx seminars.
Thanks, Mark. Good luck this week.
Thanks, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
For AvWeb, reporting from AirVenture 2017, this is Jeff Rappaport.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.